This is Shir 16 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. In the last several Shirim, we have established that relying on a positive outcome in itself is a reason for Hashem to provide that good. Provided one's reliance is complete, which is obviously the most difficult part of this Avodah. Today, we delve into the deeper logic and psychological meaning behind why a person merits this good through the act of reliance alone. In the Sefer Kleves Teirasi Bekirbam, specifically the section on Emunah Bitachon, page 38, Rav Misenberg, the Rav of Masmidim, cites a powerful medrash. The medrash Shoicher Toiv on Tehillim Perkov Hei discusses the pasuk Elikai Bechobetachti Al Oivisha. That medrash describes guards patrolling a country who caught a man committing a crime. Desperate, the man told them, "Don't strike me, don't hit me, because I am one of the Bnei Bayis household members of the king." Hearing this, the guards stayed their hands and watched him until morning. When they brought him before the king, they explained his claim. The king asked the man, Do you recognize me? Are you truly part of my inner circle?" The man confessed that he was not. Confused, the king asked, "Why had he claimed such a status?" The man replied, "Because I am requesting refuge from you. I am not one of your household, but I'm relying on your mercy. If I hadn't claimed to be yours, the guards would have destroyed me." The king responded, "Since you relied on me for safety, I will protect you and forbid the guards from harming you." This, says the Medrash, is the essence of David Melech's plea. Elikai b'cha b'tachti, because I relied on you, al ya'alatsu oyivai li, do not let my enemies exult over me. Rav Misenberg explains that even without an explicit promise of protection, the act of reliance itself creates a claim. Just as David HaMelech relied on Hashem without a specific guarantee of safety, the man in the parable relied on the king's character. We know that the Malchus Derakia, the heavenly kingship, is modeled after the Malchus Da'ara. It is part of the order of the world that when someone seeks refuge, others are naturally aroused to have rachmonis, mercy. We feel compelled to protect those who flee to us, even if justice might technically be on the side of those pursuing them. We see this in our daily lives. If two siblings, for example, are fighting and one runs to his father for protection, the father instinctively shields him. The father doesn't stop to ask who started it or if the child deserves it. The child's act of seeking refuge triggers the father's protective nature. This logic explains the deeper meaning of the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Pei Hei Amid Aleph. A young calf fleeing slaughter hid under the garment of Rebbe. Crying for help, Rebbe pushed him away. He said, go to be slaughtered, for this is why you were created." For this lack of mercy, Rebbe was punished with Yisurim, with suffering. Rebbe wasn't wrong about the calf's purpose, but he failed to honor the natural midah of mercy, triggered when someone or something seeks refuge in you. When we look toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu for refuge, he naturally, Kaviyachal, will have that reciprocation, that he will provide shelter for us. We need to feel like someone's coming to his father for that protection. We need to feel like his son coming to their father for protection. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg expands on this in Derech Emunah Ubitachon, page 26. He notes that the Sefer Achinuch explains why we must save a nirdaf, someone who's being a pursued person in the subject of Ir Mikla. If a killer is being chased by a Goel Adam, the blood redeemer, and seeks refuge, we protect him. Why? Because by fleeing to safety, he has relied on Hashem for salvation. As the pasuk says, "Elikim yevakish es nirdaf," Hashem seeks the pursued. Hashem protects those who seek refuge specifically because they chose to rely on him. Bitachon connects a person to Hashem's midas harachamim. This mercy is a free gift. It is kulei chesed v'rachamim. It doesn't matter if you have a averus or if you're a rasha. The act of seeking him out as a father who is all chesed v'rachamim for help arouses an emotional feeling of mercy in the provider. The Chafetz Chaim finds proof to this in Zachor L'Miriam Perchav through the story of Lot and the Malachim. When the people of Sodom surrounded his house, to harm the angels that came to be his guests, Lloyd pleaded for their safety. He argued, "Ki bo b'tzel k'rosi, for they have come under the shadow of my roof." The Chafetz Chaim explains that Lloyd was claiming that because these guests relied on him for protection, it was only proper that they be saved. Lloyd was far from a perfect man. Chazal say that he left the path of righteousness, yet he understood the basic human logic of refuge, that is, that it is proper that if somebody comes to seek refuge by you, you reciprocate to provide him for them protection. If even someone like Lloyd felt a duty to protect those who relied on him, Kavachomer, Hashem, the source of all compassion, will save anybody who truly relies on him. Hashem's Midas HaRachmim is infinitely more intense than ours. When we connect to Hashem through Bitachon, we trigger a divine reciprocation. If we feel the need to help those who turn to us, we can be certain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the same pull to provide us with that salvation. Thank you. Have a good night.